This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What happens when you see the world through the Quran? The people of Prophet Lut alayhi salam, they said to him in response when he gave them the evidence for the truth, when he gave them the message, they said, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَعْلَمُ مَا نُرِيدُ. You know very well what we desire. Their worldview, the way they're seeing the world, what they pursue here. It was not about the truth, but rather it was about their desires. But surely the truth is greater than one's desires. Desires, as we all know, we all have them. Desires can be harmful sometimes, and other times they are beneficial. So that cannot be taken as your way of life, your religion, what guides you to do something or to stay away from something. The truth, when it comes to the purpose of life, is always good for us. The truth about why we exist and what's waiting for us in the next life and the reward and the punishment is good for us. Seeing the world through the Quran means that you know how important it is to have a humble heart. May Allah protect us. That you go back to your fitrah, your natural disposition, to purify it. Now think about the things you know in life. How do you know things? You may see them, empiricism. You may hear about something that's all sense experience, right? Or you may rationalize certain things. It may be al-aql, reasoning. When we talk about empiricism, and there are other branches we'll get to shortly, inshallah. When we talk about empiricism, you have the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam asking to see the dead come to life. Or Prophet Salih, his people alayhi salam, told him they wanted to see a miracle. They saw a camel coming out of thin air. You would think everyone would become Muslim and submit, but they did not. Prophet Musa alayhi salam, they saw the people chasing him, saw the splitting of the sea, and yet they did not accept. They chased them down to try to kill them. So we learn that what's missing is not the empirical proof of truth. You don't have to see everything for you to know the truth. You don't need the sight of certainty, عين اليقين. Just like an atheist once said to me, very proudly, he said, I would not believe in God. Even if I could see God, I would believe I'm hallucinating. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about people like this, that if we were to open for them a gate from the heaven and they continued to ascend, لَقَالُوا إِنَّمَا سُكِّرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا بَلْ نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ مَسْحُورُونَ, that they would say, our eyes have been dazzled, rather we are a people affected by magic. May Allah protect us all from this kind of pride and arrogance. So someone might think, well, if it's not empirical, a physical observation of the world around us, and there are things that are unseen, al-ghayb, then maybe we can use our reasoning, al-aql. Well, Allah blessed us with seeing and hearing and everything we have of sense experience, and also gave us al-aql and told us about it in the Quran to utilize it. Utilize it. But we see in the Quran examples of faulty reasoning. What's an example of faulty reasoning? The devil, you know about him. He claimed that he was better than Adam alayhi salam. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. Adam's created from clay, and the devil is saying, what? I'm created from fire, and fire is better. You find this 7 times in the Quran, emphasizing that al-aql can also be faulty reasoning, can be wrong here. Ibn al-Qayyim, the scholar, listed more than 12 reasons why clay is better than fire. What's the point here? Sometimes people use the faculties Allah gave them, and they want to limit their conclusion to that one faculty of knowledge. But how do you know things? You use the faculties Allah gave you, all with one another in harmony, and you realize very quickly a worldview of humility towards the Creator and towards the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what leads to the truth. The fitrah is required here. Sincerity is required here. If the heart is not receptive to the truth, you see consequences of it in the Quran and in our lives today. When we're not seeing the world through the Quran sincerely, the son of Nuh alayhi salam did not care. The wife of Lut alayhi salam did not care. The father of Ibrahim alayhi salam did not submit. The people of Salih alayhi salam did not repent. There are people today and in the past who say, I'll believe it when I see it. But humans are not like animals. Animals, if they see it, they sense it in terms of their empirical faculty, they'll react to it, they'll respond to it. Humans are much greater than animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us advancements. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us metacognition. Allah gave us conceptual thought, consciousness that we are conscious, mortality, salience that you know inevitably you'll die and leave this world. So your aql, your reasoning, has its limitations. It's a very powerful tool, and it recognizes the evidence that the Prophet ﷺ is the messenger of Allah, that the Quran is the word of Allah, and it is miraculous, and you see these evidences, and then you submit and take everything with it. So you do not have to see those things. But there is conviction, certainty in the message and in the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that justifies belief in the unseen. You don't have to see everything to believe in it. When you look through the Quran, you realize how important it is to emphasize al-iman bil-ghayb. Why? Start from the beginning of the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha and then Surah Al-Baqarah. You get to this ayah, Hudan lil-muttaqeen. The Quran is a guidance for the God-conscious, those who are mindful of Allah. And the very first characteristic, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the unseen. And they pray and they give zakah, they give charity. So what is the test of life then? The test of life is that some things, they are not about seeing them or hearing them or physically experiencing them, but rather one of the tests of life, which is to do good, it comes through the state of your heart. One of the tests of life requires you to purify your heart. So there are people who will say, I believe when the day of judgment begins, but they rejected every sign and warning that came to them before. They had a lot of arrogance before that. So arrogance here is when you receive a message of truth, a very clear evidence that you reject it once, twice, three times, millions of times in one's life. That's a form of arrogance, to reject the truth. But when you think about the Quran and how it shapes your life, you realize very quickly you need a pure heart, you need sincerity, you need to use all the faculties Allah gave you, the branch of knowing through the physical senses, as well as through the things that you cannot see directly. So you use your reasoning, you use your sight, you use your hearing, but you recognize at the end of the day, there is testimony, there is revelation, and there is the fitrah, the natural disposition, and this will always guide you towards the truth. If you look at the world other than through the Quran, you will find yourself in a very faulty place. You'll find yourself in a very dangerous place. So I leave you with this following question. What kind of examples have you seen in your life of people who are using faulty reasoning, or they are living their lives claiming to follow the Quran, but they are contradicting the Quran in terms of their worldviews?